listening. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
It's still real to me, damn it!
It is Sunday. Welcome to the Sunday Night Slam exclusively here on TBK Magazine and TBKRadio.com, and it is StarCast Week.
You're way too excited about this.
It is the week of StarCast and All In, and joining me as always is my partner in, on the show and in life, Ashley.
Thanks for the enthusiastic open here.
I am, well, it's because I'm stoked. You cannot, I don't know, you cannot contain how excited I am right now for the week that is building up. Online, it has been crazy. Everyone's doing countdown, 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days. And all I can think is the electricity's running through my body. I can quote Grease. I got chills. They're multiplying.
Are you going to lose control?
I am. I freaking am. This is that week. This is the craziest week in pro wrestling, maybe ever.
I will give you that. This is, at least in recent memory, definitely. Like, this is a huge thing.
This might actually be bigger than WrestleMania this year.
Oh.
I'm telling you, with as many people as coming in to Chicago, and yeah, it's only 10,000 people going to be it all in.
That doesn't matter. The size of the crowd at the event is not what makes the event.
No, and there's no other indie shows around. I mean, AAW's running at Logan Square Auditorium Thursday and Friday. Shout out to those guys, by the way. Logan Square Auditorium is one of the coolest venues in pro wrestling.
I will give you that.
I will 100% say that. And then there's a show Sunday night after StarCast. Warrior Wrestling 2 takes place. And that's got an amazing card. But look, as much as these shows are going to be great and everything, it is about one thing and one thing only. It is about StarCast and All In. Guys, it is here. Before we get going on today's show, let's just knock this out of the park. Do you love wine?
I do love wine.
You can order wine from your house. Don't even have to leave. You can wear your pajamas. All you have to do is visit knockingpointwines.com. That is knockingpointwines.com, and use the code TBK at checkout to get $20 off your first wine box. Wine sent to your front door.
Doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. The only thing missing, no, if you get one of those meal kits, if you have a, what is it, blue apron,
or
I almost said blue chew.
No. Wrong
thing.
Wrong item.
Well, I mean, wine and blue chew also probably go well together, too.
I mean, why not do all three?
Wine, a blue chew, and a blue apron, and have them all delivered on the same day. It's going to be a pretty fun night that night.
Date night in.
KnockingPointWines.com. And if you've got the WWE Network, fire it up and watch some classic wrestling. My God.
Not everybody wants to watch classic wrestling for their date night, dear. Not everybody.
We're doing that this week on YWWE, our Wednesday night show. It is Starrcade 83. Also, visit I almost said StarCast.com. Well, no crap. You should visit StarCast.com and order some stuff. Meet and greets are almost sold out for everything. They did a flash sale on Friday.
Oh.
1 hour. You could buy, I think, any meet and greet, or almost every meet and greet, like almost 50% off. I know Bernard and Barry's meet and greet that got added was only $12.
Which I'm kind of sad that you did not bounce on.
I didn't know because I asked you for I wanted to know if you wanted something, and I texted you, and you're at work, and real life jobs come before other jobs, except for me, because this is my real life job. And I was waiting, and I was waiting, and if I don't get a response back, I'm not going to buy anything.
You could have bought it.
I didn't. I'm a little bummed out, but I feel like we're going to be seeing some Bears all weekend long. Bears in Chicago.
I mean.
Duh, Bears. All right. Nope. It's that show.
Nope. Wrong show. Wrong show.
Visit tbkmagazine.com/shoptbk. Pick up one of our amazing t-shirts, our TBK SNS All-In t-shirt, our TBK Magazine All-In t-shirt, our SNS Mania t-shirt, our SNS in the NWO style, and my new personal favorite, the Random Evolved Chicago Nutsy t-shirt. 50% of the proceeds for that shirt goes to Alzheimer's.org.
Nice.
We are trying to raise enough money as we can, and we'll talk about that later. I am so pumped up right now. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell.
I got news tonight of who our interview is before StarCast.
Ooh.
I can't tell you.
Can you give a hint?
They're at StarCast?
That is not a good hint. There are 137 people currently announced for StarCast?
I think there might be more than that. I think there are more people announced for StarCast than lived in my previous hometown.
It's impressive.
That's probably true. You've been through there.
I have been through there. It is a very small place. Ugh. But telling us that it's somebody at StarCast that you're interviewing before StarCast is a very bad hint.
I got it. I'll give a good hint. Okay. I'll give a good hint, but vague enough where it doesn't give it away.
Okay.
I feel if I do that, I'm okay.
What do you got?
He is a former world heavyweight champion.
Okay.
I'm not saying
you gave away two things there. You gave away two things there.
Yes.
You said it was a he.
Oh, well. Woo. It is a...
If it was not a he, there would have been a much smaller pool of people to choose from.
No, that is true. That is very true. Which they just announced like two more. By the way,
there's someone
you have not seen yet.
Okay.
That you need to check out. This show is going to be all over the place, guys. It is our StarCast show. You need to check out Jordynne Grace. She's in the Over the Budget Battle Royal.
Okay.
But her nickname is Big Mama Pump.
Nope.
No, she is fantastic. Like she's the one that wrote the book on Twitter DMs of being creepy.
It's a terrible name, though.
It is. Well, I mean, she's buff. I mean, she could. Oh, my phone's on. Well.
Terrible.
She is awesome. And if you haven't followed her on Twitter, you should. She's got a book coming out about all the creepy DMs that wrestling fans sent her.
That's terrible.
Oh, people suck.
It's got to be terrible.
I mean, you know what it's like on the online world as a female. It is.
I mean, not particularly
nuts.
Because I don't do anything on the online
world. Well, I mean,
world.
You were there for a little bit. I figure at some point you got a dick photo.
I did not.
You're
I
lucky.
I did online dating for literally 4 days.
And she met me.
Literally 4 days.
Well, I can tell you that in my life of online dating, I've had girls message me and ask me for a dick pic within like the first three text messages.
That's terrible.
And that's what this technically is making fun of people who do that. And I cannot wait to read this book. I know I'm picking it up at StarCast. That is one of the few things I know I'm buying at StarCast.
Yeah,
is that book.
You know there is too much going on with a convention when you have a list pre-made of the souvenirs you want to buy.
Andy Kaufman action figure. If someone has that, I want it. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you now. I'm not going to tell you how much I pay for it, but I do want it. There's a StarCast program. You can visit StarCast.com, pre-order those. The All-In poster. I want to know, and I said this on the last show, whoever's making these fan posters
is freaking phenomenal.
I just saw the Marty Scurll Okada one earlier today, and I go, my God, the Christopher Daniels
Stephen Amell one is amazing.
Is absolutely the best one we've seen. But the one for Okada and Marty, it's pretty good. I'm going to pull that up while...
I mean, whoever is doing these is dedicating a lot of time and effort into it, and they look like professional.
Oh my God.
Stuff.
They look better than most movie posters.
You could make these as a print and sell them for major bucks at StarCast.
I know the All-In poster is a fan-made poster that got turned into the All-In poster.
It would be nice to see that happen with everything.
I mean, it would be... There's so much stuff. My God, there's so much stuff that's been tweeted today.
That's because we're like 4 days out.
We are just...
Like, this
oh
is
my
for
goodness.
Real about to happen. I realized that earlier today that we are literally going to be wrapping up like at this time.
Next week.
Not next week. It is not next week.
Well, 1 week from today. Is the last day of StarCast.
I was going to say at this time in 4 days, we'll be wrapping up our first date. That is an amazing poster.
No, right?
I need that poster.
It's half of it's the Japanese flag, the other half's the Union Jack, Okada on one side, Scroll on the other, and Marty tweeted, "Only I can stop the rain."
Oh.
Because he has the most creative way to stop a rainmaker I've ever seen, because he popped the umbrella open. So I hope to see that at All In. And there's a lot of rumors going around about this show now, and we'll get to it in a minute.
I still hope to buy one of those umbrellas.
They're probably going to be there.
I need one.
That could be a cool souvenir to have.
I've wanted one of those
you have.
A very long time.
Pro Wrestling Tees, by the way, is going to be killing it all weekend long. They're doing a sale online that's like 20% off using the code All In.
Nice. Yeah, we are not going to go to Pro Wrestling Tees this weekend.
I think we might stop by before we leave. No, they're closed on Monday because I want a picture by their sign.
Okay.
I want a picture by the All In sign.
I will let you go get a picture by the All In sign. I don't want to fight people to try to get in that
store.
Well,
Friday.
We've been there. We've seen it. It's awesome. I love it.
If you haven't been to Pro Wrestling
Tees, I do not want to deal with that this weekend.
If you haven't checked out Pro Wrestling Tees, their actual physical store, you need to. It is
awesome.
It is pretty cool. And if you buy, I think if you buy a Pro Wrestling T-shirt while you're there, you get a tour. That's pretty badass because they offered us a tour when we went in and we didn't have the time as we were heading to Chikara. Which I'm kind of glad now we didn't do the tour because we would have never found parking.
No freaking joke.
I'm glad that this is an arena. I'm glad that we don't have to worry about that. Logan Square was nuts.
Logan Square's parking sucks. The venue is very nice. The people there are very nice. The food near there is very nice. Parking is terrible.
It is the worst thing in the world.
Like, pretty sure that next time we go, I'm going to park somewhere else and take a freaking cab.
We're going to Uber or get a cab. Yeah, no, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
I'm not parking near that place again.
So, let's talk about... Man, there's so much stuff to discuss today. Do we want to save our all-in StarCast conversation? Which is not going to be that far off. Let's talk about SummerSlam. Last week, WWE presented one of the big four, and I was not disappointed.
For, like, the first time in a long, long time.
I was disappointed with Mania after Ronda Rousey and the mixed tag match after Ronda Rousey and Kurt.
That's because it went down hard.
I've got to tell you, the booking at SummerSlam was good. I mean...
Good stories, good matches, everything kind of clicked.
Ronda coming out as champion made perfect sense. Charlotte coming out as champion I did not like, but I love the end story they're telling. Look, Becky Lynch might be in Daniel Bryan territory. This has been something that's been going around on Twitter. I don't know if Becky Lynch could ever be booed. Becky Lynch could kick a puppy right now and people would be like, "We love you, Becky. That puppy deserved it." I mean, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Becky Lynch loves her.
And she should have won last week, and I'm still going to always pick her if she's in the title matches. I mean, there's that. Roman winning the Universal Championship finally, but the crowd didn't crap on the match.
That's because sometimes you have to pick the lesser of two evils.
Or it's because he sent out Braun. Just thinking that was going to happen.
That's what I said. If you notice how quick they stopped that freaking telecast.
Oh yeah, no.
It's after
to keep
Roman
the crowd,
won.
It was to keep the crowd from crapping on it. But that was great. That was wonderful.
Yeah, we didn't get the whole exit like we normally do after you have a new champ.
No,
like they
didn't.
Just shut it down because you. I bet they turned. They had to have turned.
But I got to tell you, even the match with Brock was not terrible. It was still a typical match, but I mean, it wasn't bad. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe had a damn good match, and I was sad to see that one end, but I love the way it ended. Because now you're setting up, and I think, and I'm probably wrong, but I think that's the Hell in a Cell match.
It'd be a good Hell in a Cell match.
I think the story is very personal enough. That's your Hell in a Cell. Outside that, I mean, SummerSlam from top to bottom, the pre-show was terrible. That's a first.
Which is really weird.
I didn't care for the pre-show at all. Like, the Revival should have won the tag team titles. That didn't happen. I can't even think what else happened. The Cruiserweight title match was okay, but it was three roll-ups. I mean, there was nothing of substance on that pre-show. But man, when the main card started, whew, Finn Balor came back into the Demon. Oh, that crowd went nuts.
They did.
Because the lights go out and you don't hear it was the boom, boom. And you could just see the sea of people at the Barclays Center.
Well, as soon as you hear that, you know what's happening.
Yeah, it is the Demon. It is Demon Balor. And it was fantastic. SummerSlam was better than WrestleMania. And I said that was going to happen last week on this show.
You did.
And I was not wrong.
You were not.
The Survivor Series is going to be better in WrestleMania too. I'll go ahead and make that statement now.
I think Survivor Series next year is going to be epic, though.
I think Survivor Series this year is going to be epic. I'm talking about like in 3 months' time.
Yeah.
Because we know the TakeOver is going to do War Games 2 now.
Yeah.
And then we know that it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown matches all night long. It's Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen is being the tease.
Do you think that's going to be this year or next year, though?
This year. They're going to pull the trigger.
It's so fast.
But Joe Roman could be the main event for Survivor Series.
That's just not bad.
No. And I don't know if Roman's going to have the championship come Survivor Series, but that's a possibility.
There's way worse matches you could have, though.
I think they're building towards a WrestleMania main event, though, of Rollins, Ambrose again. A triple threat of Rollins, Ambrose, and Reigns.
And that's also not
That's
bad.
A great idea, because their one triple threat wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. It was just kind of like, okay, it was thrown together at the last minute. That's when Roman got suspended.
Yeah.
So that one kind of got tanked.
And that happens occasionally. You kind of got to let it go. We'll give them a second try.
But I told you last week after we were done watching, I was like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I did not hate SummerSlam.
Way better than I expected.
The big story is coming out. Eric Rowan's injured. New Day won the tag team titles this week on SmackDown Live. I think that's about it. Becky turned. I don't know if she turned, but that's the
I think
plan.
She did.
That was the plan like they it. Tried to do, but she's still being cheered. And Charlotte's
getting
booed.
She can still be technically the bad guy.
I'm going to say something terrible. They might put Charlotte. Charlotte might end up in Roman Reigns territory.
Mm-mm. I really do like Charlotte.
I do too, and I think that's the problem. Is that they're shoving her down the throat so much.
I can see that too.
And I think she might end up in Roman territory. Would she be one of the first? But she'll turn heel. Like, she could turn heel and run with it. There's a difference here. Because they're never... Roman's now the number one merch seller.
What?
I saw that. He's now ahead of John Cena.
How?
House shows. Because remember, at the house shows, he's always cheered. He doesn't get booed.
Which I don't... I don't understand.
I think hardcore fans are just going to TV now.
Hmm.
Which is one thing. And because if you're going to go to a show, I think if you're going to take a family to a WWE show live.
You're going to go to the one in your town.
I would go to the house show over television.
It's going
to
be better.
Like, I like television. I like the atmosphere. But going to a house show is just something
different.
Special. Like, they're more interactive with you. And if you have a family, that's pretty cool.
It is. I will say, though, and God help me when I say this, that I think the Roman Reigns shirt that we got in that mystery box.
Yeah, we got a mystery box from WWE with a Roman Reigns t-shirt.
Is my favorite wrestling shirt, specifically because of how big and how soft it is.
It is the softest shirt I've ever owned.
I love it so much. Like, I sleep in it very frequently.
It's a great shirt.
It makes me happy.
I actually don't like I don't hate Roman's logo. I think part of the reason we hate Roman, and I told you, I don't hate Roman at all. I think part of the reason is, A, he got shoved down our throat, and two, is Michael Cole yelling, "It's the big dog!" constantly.
Yeah.
That gets on your nerves. Because they said big dog. If you were to play a drinking game to how many times those mothers say the big dog, you'd be
drunk.
In
the hospital. Yeah. No, so, you'd be in the hospital. You'd be mostly dead.
Shield reunited on Raw.
Eh.
It was cool. Okay, so the main event for Raw was Roman and Balor for the Universal title, which made Finn Balor look tremendous.
Yeah,
Finn looked great in that main event, and then Braun comes out to cash in the briefcase, and all of a sudden you hear Sierra Hotel and the crowd just went, "What the hell?" And then the holy shit chant broke out because they triple power bomb Braun.
I mean, whatever it takes to keep him champ.
Okay, so we know Matt's gone. Is this leading to a damn Wyatt reunion?
Maybe.
Could we see Braun reunite the Wyatt family to take on the Shield? This is something everybody's been talking about on Twitter.
Well, you have to figure out something to do with Luke now.
Yeah, because Rowan's out.
And you got to figure out something to do with Bray now.
Because Matt's out. I mean, it's there.
It's an easy option, and I think they've been gone long enough that people would be really excited to see them back together.
You could do a War Game style match in Hell in a Cell, which is what I feel like will always do. If he had his option to ever do a War Games match himself, he's going to put it in a cell.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And I'm fine with that. Do it. Do WWE. Because NXT made it look amazing. No complaints there. Is that it?
No, because you were there.
It was awesome.
It was wonderful.
I stayed away from what the arena looked like all day because I wanted to see the two rings together. Because that is something you never see. That's the coolest part of W. You watched a lot of those matches with me going into that show. You have to admit, that is a different aesthetic compared to any other wrestling event you have ever seen.
It was very, very different.
And then the three ring show is just right up there, too, with the weirdness. But
I don't know how I feel about that yet.
So let's NWA announced this week they are doing their 70th anniversary show at the Asylum in Nashville, Tennessee, which we talked about TNA 2 weeks ago on YWWE. That I almost want to go to. I know we're not.
I'm not surprised.
Well, they're going to do it on the Fight Network. So yeah. I'm like, I can order it on Fight and not have to go to Nashville. But
I like Nashville.
I do too. I'm not going
to. And it has your chicken.
It does. I want to eat a not Popeyes, but Bojangles. So bad. So bad. We were so close to making it happen on our Ring of Honor trip to Nashville. And it's like, oh, I missed it.
By like an hour.
But the NWA is releasing a new, is going to drop a new championship on that show. They're bringing back the national heavyweight title. That's awesome. So we got another singles title in the NWA that's going to travel. Great. That's needed. So that's happening. That is taking place at the Asylum. We know no one on that show yet. I don't think we're going to know anything about that show until after next week.
Which is understandable.
Will Cody be on that show? Will Nick Aldis be on that show? Because I still think Nick Aldis is the face of the NWA. No matter what happens, yeah. Nick Aldis is going to be the face for a while. Unless Aldis signs with Ring of Honor.
And I mean, he's not a bad head to a company.
No, that he carries himself so well live. And I think that's going to come across. If you haven't seen Aldis in person yet. Ever since he won the NWA title, he is a completely different person than what he was when he was TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Nothing against
him. I never saw him as TNA champion.
Nothing against him as TNA champ, because I thought his run was good, but it did start the Dixie Carter story. So that was when AJ left the company and they had to find a new world champ. So AJ actually had the TNA world title with him when he went to Japan.
Oh, well.
Fun story. That's the other big story. Last night, I took my biological mother. That's a story for its own right. If you want to hear that story, you got to find it in live. I took my biological mother last night to CAPE to see CAPE Championship Wrestling.
Which is always a great time.
You didn't get to go.
I did not. I got to stay here and work like a grown-up.
But I got to talk about you last night. Shout out to CAPE Championship Wrestling referee CeeLo. This dude, maybe the best referee on the independents.
He is a lot of fun.
So one of the first times we go to CAPE, and I don't think he was on the first show, but he was on the second show we went to.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a crowd chant for a ref.
It was pretty great.
And that happened, other than the dude that heckled Todd at Ring of Honor. But
that was one guy that had a personal vendetta against Todd.
Because we saw it at Ring of Honor in Oklahoma City, too. They chanted for Todd.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah, but it wasn't like the first time I saw it was CeeLo. And I did talk to him last night for a while, and we might have him on the show just to tell wrestling stories. Like, he is an amazing individual. And his shoes last night, metallic gold. They were fantastic. So that's the big question I really want to know is where CeeLo got his shoes.
You do not need metallic gold shoes.
I do.
Just like you do not need the light-up shoes.
I need the light-up shoes.
You do not need the light-up shoes.
How cool would it be to have those light-up shoes?
You are not four. You do not need light-up shoes.
Look, my only pair of light-up shoes were Voits.
Okay.
You don't know Voit. Anybody listening that grew up and it's in their mid-30s will know Voit as the Walmart brand that was shit. And the lights on those shoes would go out within 3 minutes. I need those light-up shoes.
You do not need light-up shoes.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe to get these light-up shoes.
The money is not the issue. The point is, you are 34 years old and do not need light up shoes.
If you want to send me those light up shoes, send me an email.
Please do not send him light up shoes.
And I will tell you an address to send it
to. No. Nobody is going to give him light up shoes. He will not get them. If you send them, I will intercept the package.
This is why I'm going to have it sent to someone else's place.
I know all of the people that you know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Not where I'd have it sent.
And then how are you going to pick it up from there?
Well, they'll bring it to me. I mean, they live in the area, but lawyered.
No, you're not.
Shout out to Emerson.
Which I also know. I know who that is, and I know where she lives.
So to continue on, I think that's it. Does that wrap up? But by the way, Marco jumped off the balcony at Cape last night. And if you don't know how this is, balcony's probably 18 to 20 foot tall.
Yeah.
He jumped off of it.
I saw the video. It's pretty epic.
The video's on our Twitter page, at TBK Magazine right now. Marco, we talked about this last week. Marco's stunt is the hottest name in wrestling right now.
Which is wonderful. It makes me so freaking happy.
And he's all in. He's now being booked everywhere. He's going to be booked on a couple Pro Wrestling Revolver. He's going to do another GCW show. He's going to California. The dude's on fire right now. That dude is going to be straight money. And I said that last year, and I cannot believe it. He is all in, and we're trying to get him booked on the podcast.
We're working on it.
Because I would love to have a sit-down just to talk to Marco.
We gotta get some stuff straightened out.
Yeah, we gotta dot our I's and cross our P's or whatever the hell that goes. All right, so.
And get some time when he's not been booked in literally every independent promotion across the freaking country.
Honestly, next month in Cape, by the way, there's only 300 seats for that show. He is wrestling PCO.
Which means he might die, which means you need to get the interview before next month.
If you have not seen PCO, PCO is doing a live demonstration at StarCast on Thursday night of his training regimen.
Is this at a time that we get to go to it?
I think it's right when StarCast opens.
So yes, we can.
We can go to it because the Monday Night War debate starts, I think, like 30 minutes after.
Cool.
His manager, or whatever Destro is to him, shocks him with the car battery. He got shocked in the nuts at Joey DiGella's loss in New York, and brought him back to life. The dude is not human. This is the same guy who used to be a wrestling pirate.
I mean, sometimes you get a bad gimmick and it just breaks you.
He's the hottest. He's 50 years old and he's the hottest name maybe in independence outside Marco at the moment. The two hottest names in independent wrestling are going to square off in Cape.
And it's a 21-year-old, 4.5-foot-tall man.
Against 6'6" PCO, who's not human. Should be a good match.
Which means that Marco might actually die.
Have you ever seen the Spike Dudley spot where Mike Awesome takes Spike Dudley and throws him into the crowd in ECW?
I don't guess I have.
So Mike Awesome picks up Spike Dudley.
Yeah.
Over his head for like a gorilla press. And instead of slamming him on the mat like a normal person,
yeah,
he throws him into the crowd and the crowd surfs him around the entire ECW arena. I could see this happening at Cape. I could see Marco being tossed in the crowd and surfed around the building or wherever they're having the show, because I know it's a smaller venue this time. But I could see him being surfed around. You know that's true.
I know it's true.
PCO is nuts.
He is.
He's on my wrestling bucket list, too.
You get to check that one off.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome next month. All right, so that's done. All right, let's talk about this. It is time to discuss StarCast and All In, and we're going to run down the card for All In.
Okay.
Ooh.
We are not making predictions for All In.
I'm going to make one prediction.
This does not count for our championship, which...
You are the champion now.
Thank you.
By 1 point.
We only had two things different on the entire SummerSlam card.
I know. Damn you. Who was it that screwed me?
I don't even remember now.
I don't either. But damn you, whoever it was. Damn you. Oh, I think I said... No, it wasn't Dolph. Maybe it was Dolph.
Yeah, what? You picked Dolph.
Dolph's an idiot. Dolph is no longer my favorite wrestler. All right, so...
He should have never been your favorite wrestler. He is a shit person. So, he is a shitty human being, and you should not like his wrestling because of it.
StarCast. There is some sad news.
Sorry, I have feelings.
Oh, you're fine. Terry Funk's not going to be able to make it, but they canceled the Empty Arena retrospective. But Jeff Jarrett's TNA panel is taking its place, and we've not talked about who got announced for fucking StarCast yet, because one of the people that got announced is Scott Steiner, and we talked a little bit about that last week.
I'm so confused by this.
And then Scott Steiner cuts this promo on Twitter about how he's gonna slap a fat boy, and then goes, Conrad Thompson, you're a fat boy. I'm like, oh my God, Conrad might die. So I feel if Bernard the Business Bear is doing security detail, he needs to walk around with Conrad for 90% of StarCast.
Yeah, like that's...
That's on you, Bernard. You got to do your job. Got to do your job, Bear.
Of all of the people that you could have told me were going to be at StarCast, he is literally the bottom of the list.
And he's going to be part of the TNA panel with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, he is literally the last person on my list of people that I thought would be at StarCast.
Watch him be like the coolest dude ever. He's one of the guys that I grew up watching, so meeting him would be just...
I cannot take him seriously as a person.
Chainmail. You might as well just say it.
Chainmail and a name like Big Papa Pump. Or... Another name that he goes by.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
Big Booty Daddy? The Big Bad Booty Daddy?
Big Bad Booty Daddy. Which is just freaking terrible.
TGI Fridays got announced as a sponsor for All In this week and is having a meet and greet with the Young Bucks on Thursday or Friday afternoon at 11. Sold out or like within 10 minutes.
Nobody's surprised by this.
But they're doing a buffet and I'm like, I'm really sad I missed out on potato skins because TGI Fridays potato skins are awesome.
We can go to a TGI Fridays during this weekend.
This is true. I mean, we're going to be there for a long time.
And apparently really close to a mall that is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, we're really close to everything. We've never been up there. We've never been to Schaumburg. I've never been to that part of Chicago. So this is a whole new experience. But I also know that we're next to StarCast. We're like within a mile of StarCast. We're at one of the StarCast affiliated hotels. And then
we're not going to tell you which one because we don't want to see you outside of
the venue. No, but if Joey Ryan wants to haunt my room and scream, touch my dick. Sorry.
We might tell you our room.
We might tell your room. I swear to God, since they're billing him as the ghost of Joey Ryan, he has to haunt everything.
I sincerely hope he does.
Like, as somebody said that they should do pictures with him, and like they should do pictures of a mirror and him stand behind them and take a picture of the mirror.
That's great.
I was like, that's fantastic. Okay, so where was I? So we're within, I think we're within 10 miles of the Sears Center. Like everything's within pretty close distance.
It's pretty wonderful.
6 miles from medieval times. It's one of those things where I'm super duper excited for, but we're so close to everything. This is a whole new experience for us on a trip.
Like, I know that we're not going to see any of the city.
Again.
Because it's literally all right beside us. Well, we're spending more time. We're not technically in Chicago, near Chicago, than we did last time.
This is the same equivalent of TNA. TNA ran the Sears Center for a Bound for Glory.
Okay.
And TNA would always call it Chicago. But everyone online would be like, but it's not Chicago, because it's not actually in Chicago. But you call it Chicago. Come on.
That's because it's technically Chicago. I know it's not Chicago, but where else are you going to say? Because nothing else makes sense. That's the argument of, is Maryland Heights in St. Louis? Yes. Yes, it is. Technically, it's its own city, but no.
It's St. Louis.
No, it's not. It's St. Louis.
If there's traffic that is congested, it is part of that city. Just leave it at that. So we know that's happening at StarCast, which is weird that we're so close. But we now know that Scott Steiner is going to be part of Jeff Jarrett's panel. They announced a few people for the roast of Bruce Pritchard.
Okay.
A few stand-up comics like Ron Funches, one of the guys from the Howard Stern Show. They also announced Jeff Jarrett's going to be part of the roast of Bruce Pritchard. X-Pac. Okay. So a few names have been announced for that.
It's exciting.
There's so much going on. We don't even know what's going on in the vendor rooms. So to let everyone know, we're on Podcast Row on Sunday. We are there the day after All In, and we'll tell you what we've got planned for you on that before we go.
Okay.
But we don't know what's happening in the vendor rooms.
Nope.
We know that there's meet and greets going on.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's vendors. That's it.
Yep.
That's all we know. Like, there is so much stuff going to be jam-packed in this room, because if you watch this week's video of All Us, yes, is it All Us or is it the NWA show? I think it's All Us. If you watch this week's edition of All Us, you can actually get a tour of the Hyatt Regency where they're doing StarCast.
Which is all fine and good, but that still does not help you.
By the way, Conrad's shirt in that show, I want to know who does Conrad's shirts.
Why?
It's Don West-esque.
Do not need that.
It's awesome. Conrad's shirt in All Us is amazing. Shout out to the whoever does your shirts, Conrad, let me know.
No. You do not need these things, Richard. You do not need these things.
So we like I said, we're going to be on Podcast Row on Sunday. A lot of stuff going on. So before we cover what we're doing, I think the big thing that we have to discuss is the reason we're all going to be in Chicago. And StarCast is great, but it would not have been. We would not be at StarCast if it was not for Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks putting together All In. There's a lot of news, rumors going around this show now. Holy crap. Do you want to start with the rumors or do we just break down the card?
Let's just break down the card.
And then come back to the rumors because there's a big one now. If you have not been keeping up with news, you're probably going to freak out. Let's go from the bottom. I'm going to read these from the bottom up on I can't think of Wikipedia.
Okay.
Couldn't think of the name of the website for a minute. I was like, what? Kenny Omega versus Penta. Pentagon Jr.
Yep.
Last night at Triple Mania, Pentagon Jr. was in the main event in a mask versus mask versus mask versus mask match. Whoever got pinned lost their mask.
Okay.
It was El Hijo del Fantasma. I think I need to go out of my way to see Triple Mania.
Okay.
There was a hair versus mask match in the women's division last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Shawnee scalped the girl.
Cool.
I mean, she's bleeding from the head. There's a video, if you... I know we haven't seen it yet, but back in NWA TNA, Raven lost a hair versus hair match against Shane Douglas. And they shaved his hair so wrong that his hair never grew back.
Oh.
I think this might have been the same case.
Oh.
Like, it's rough, but it looks like it was a much better show than last year. Jeff Jarrett defended the AAA Triple Mania heavyweight title last night. He was champ. Yeah, he was champion going into this and ended up, Phoenix ended up becoming the champion. So we're going to see, I don't know which championship it is, but Phoenix is bringing in a title to All In. He's in the sixth man, but we'll get to that. But Pentagon Jr. versus Kenny Omega. I'm kind of wondering here if Kenny's going to die.
There is a real possibility of that.
Kenny's the best wrestler in the world. And I said this last week, and I said this 2 weeks ago. I was proven wrong. And I will admit that a lot. You know me well enough to know.
Yeah.
If I'm proven wrong, I will at least come out and say I was wrong. When I saw Pentagon Jr. and Sami Callihan's match from Impact, or no, from Slammiversary, I went, Pentagon Jr. Kenny's going to be amazing.
Yeah, you were not excited about it, and then you watched another match and was like, oh, well, this is going
to
be
good. And I like Pentagon Jr., but I didn't know enough about him to go, okay, because Lucha Underground is something I like to watch, but I forget it exists. Which makes me a terrible fan, I feel.
Well, no, you can't be on top of everything all the time.
Up next is the 15-person over-the-budget Battle Royal. Okay, Cody said there's more than 15. In this week's edition of All Us, Cody said he didn't know the number yet. He said right now he thinks they're at 18.
This is where they're going to throw everybody that they want to put on the card. They don't know how to put anywhere else to put them.
Well, this is that moment where you're just going to get pops for everybody. Like, poof, 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 poof. This is where Marco Stunt is. We know this is where Rocky Romero is. We know this is where Brian Cage is. Moose. Jordan Grace. I know I'm going to forget somebody, and I'm going to get hate mail for it.
I assume this is where the ghost of Joey Ryan is going to end up.
Brian Cutler was trained by the Young Bucks, and they're putting him in the Battle Royal, and
aww,
that's awesome. That story is going to be this week on the NWA YouTube series. So, I mean, like, they're doing great stuff. But, yeah, after seeing that, I went, oh, this is going to be interesting. And the winner of that Battle Royal gets a shot at the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight title against Jay Lethal at All In.
Yeah.
We don't talk about spoilers on this show much, but Ring of Honor did announce their main event for Death Before Dishonor.
Okay.
That pay-per-view is at the end of September.
Okay. I'm
not going to say what it is because it's the TV tapings. But it is for the ROH World title, and it does involve Jay Lethal. So I don't know, but I know how Ring of Honor works.
They will announce it and then change it.
Yeah, they might just cut that part. I know how Ring of Honor works. Fatal four-way women's match, Madison Rayne versus Britt Baker versus Chelsea Green versus Tessa Blanchard. I do wish that they would have split up the women and gave them a couple of more matches, but...
It's not about not wanting to split up the women. It's about they have so much to fit into this
show. We have no idea what else is coming from this show. That's the thing. That's the thing with All In is like, here's this lineup. We still don't know where MJF fits into this. We are now, what, 5 days out?
Less than that.
6 days. 6 days, because today's Sunday. Yeah, 5 days.
Sunday's
Saturday. Yeah, okay. We don't know where MJF fits into All In yet.
I don't know if they know where MJF fits
into All In. No, I think they do. I don't think they're going to announce that. I think MJF's going to come out and cut a horrible promo, and somebody's going to shut him up. I do believe...
But is it going to be the lead singer of Weezer?
Did you say Weezer?
I didn't say Weezer. I meant Weedus. It's been a long weekend, okay?
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
Is that who it's going to be against? MJF.
I swear to God, if Toby Keith shows up in this battle royal too, we're going to have a lot to discuss.
No. I can't handle that.
Do you take the people who's been announced for the battle royal, or are you taking someone else at this point?
I am assuming one or more bears will be in this battle royal. And I'm picking a bear.
Dumb bears.
I'm picking a bear.
Well, we don't know if Chico El Luchador is in this either.
Still probably picking a bear.
Because that was kind of implied on last week's episode of Being the Elite.
This is very true, but I'm still picking a bear.
Speaking of which, if there's a Being the Elite episode this week, we will talk about that on Wednesday. I'm just going to let everyone know now, if there's a Being the Elite episode on Monday that drops, Ashley and I will cover it when we do YWWE this week. Because I feel that's going to have a lot of impact going into this week.
Probably.
Next up, let's see. Who do you have in the women's match, by the way? We never even said, who do you have against?
Chelsea Green.
You know, I think I'm going to take Britt. I like Britt Baker. I like Chelsea. I like all four women, honestly. I don't care who wins, but I think I'm going to take Britt Baker. She's a doctor now, by the way.
What?
Yeah, she got her doctorate in something. That's how cool is that?
Weird.
Kenny, who you got? Kenny or Penta Jr.?
Kenny.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Kenny as well. But I think it's going to be a crazy match.
Yeah.
We're not going to do Jay Lethal's match because you can't really pick who wins that. The Briscoe Brothers.
His opponent.
Really? You're going to pick a new ROH World Champion?
Yes.
Ooh, that's gutsy.
My title's not off the line here. It doesn't matter.
The Briscoe Brothers, Jay and Mark Briscoe against SoCal Uncensored. SCU. SCFNU, Frankie Kazarian versus Scorpio Sky.
100% SCU.
Oh, I love that. Do it. Their training video this week. They did a video for Being the Elite where they spoofed Rocky. And Christopher Daniels was Adrian.
Of course he was.
It was the damn funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. These guys are killing it. But yeah, and then Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell. That's got to be the star, right?
No, Christopher Daniels.
Oh. I think I'm taking Amell because, you know, Knocking Point's a sponsor and I don't want to lose that.
Well, if we're going to lose it over something like that, then we need to have a bigger conversation.
Joey Janela versus Hangman Page. That match, someone's jumping off something.
Someone's jumping off something tall. And there may be interference from the other Joey.
Penelope Ford will be in Joey Janela's corner. Yeah, that's true. We might see the ghost of Joey Ryan in this match. Because Joey, they released All In trading cards. It's supposed to be in the High Spots box. And then we talked about this, where Joey Ryan's in it. And so is Flip.
Because Flip is booked. Just because Flip is not booked does not mean that Flip is not booked. Flip is booked.
Flip is throwing a party in the parking lot of the Sears Center at, what, 11?
Yep, we're going to be there.
And it's going to be a tailgate, which I'm super excited because I've never tailgated in my life.
Which is weird to me.
As a sports, I've never been to a big stadium for a game. I've only been
to
like...
They tailgated hot at college games.
I've only been to one... Our college games we've gone to has never been a tailgate. We've never been in the parking lot to tailgate, and I'm not counting when I went with the hospital that one time. Because that was already planned out. I mean, tailgate is when you go and you have food with the fans and not people you work with. I'm sorry. We were under a tent with people that are working with. This is a much different experience. We are eating hot dogs and hamburgers with fans. It is going to be an experience. I might even be drunk by the time we get in the show. I don't know.
I figure you will be.
I will probably be drunk. At least two days. I'll be drunk 2 days on this show.
I will not be.
You could probably have a couple of drinks that day.
I won't.
We're going to be there from 11 to like 11.
I know, but I'm still not drinking.
Penelope Ford with Joey Janela. I think I'm Hangman or Joey.
Joey.
Taking Joey Janela.
Yeah.
I think I am too. I love Hangman. But him saying he's going to kill another Joey. Just a... Damn it, Hangman. The... Maybe the best build for any of the matches on Being the Elite right now. Okada and Marty. Because this past week on Being the Elite, here comes Kazuchika Okada. Walking in the hallway. Marty and him bump into each other. And then Okada mouse 205. And Zack Sabre Jr. comes out, tells Marty that you're fucked. Great. Great stuff they're doing on that. And also Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so you know the story how Nick Aldis told Marty that the only way he's going to beat him is if he beefs up.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to be able to beef up is if you eat Dunkin' Donuts. Okay. Dunkin' Donuts sent Marty Scurll and Nick Aldis black cards.
What?
Yeah. And said, have donuts on us, guys.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
That is epic.
Okada and Marty taking place. Who you got?
Marty.
I'm taking Okada.
Marty's the only one that can stop the rain.
That's true.
He literally has an umbrella.
And what is possibly, and not the main event, by the way, which surprises me.
I will say, though, I am excited to see Okada in what's probably going to be a more fun match. He seems to have loosened up a lot since losing the championship.
I think it's made him a little crazy.
I like it. I like seeing him.
I like this version
a little toned down and not super trying to be impressive all the time. And
I like this version of Okada. And there was on the conference call, which, by the way, I will talk about when we're done here. We were part of the conference call. I was part of the conference call this week that StarCast and All In had, and Cody gave us a tidbit that we didn't know, that Okada approached them about being on the show. I feel that's kind of a big deal.
If that does not show you how impressive it is to have this show, nothing will.
What is not the main event, which is a little surprising, but I get it. Nick Aldis versus Cody for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Da-da-da-da.
The match with probably the best build.
I will give you that.
Overall, if you haven't seen the NWA 10 Pounds of Gold videos, good God, those are great.
What are you even doing on the internet if you're not watching these videos?
Those are some amazing videos, and they've built this story so well. Like, even up until the match with Flip, so well.
It's gonna do good. This is gonna be good.
You know, the more I think about this, and we talk about Cody probably winning it. I think Aldis is walking.
We didn't talk about
anything. No, but I'm talking about online. We've all discussed online. Like, a lot of wrestling fans have discussed on wrestling Twitter. That's a thing. Where we think that Cody was going to win. The more I consider this, the more I'm thinking Aldis might walk out of this like NWA champion still.
That's my pick.
It's a weird situation for me where I don't know who wins this. Do I care? Nope. Yeah. But will I be happy with
you? No, you don't care who wins.
I mean, I care because I think both guys are going to carry the company very well.
You care about the match. The match is going to be phenomenal, but you don't care who wins.
That's right.
The fans. The fans win.
And what is now being the main event, because Cody made this announcement during the conference call, and he goes, it surprises everybody when I tell them this is the main event. But this is the main event. It is the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido.
Which is going to be an epic match.
Bandito's... Okay, so one, I'm telling everyone now, if you don't know who Bandito is, Google it. Look him up on YouTube. The dude's nuts. Phoenix is amazing. Mysterio.
Yeah, you know what to expect there.
Cody went on to say, the Young Bucks and him got along really well. Kota's been his favorite opponent in 2018. Rey Mysterio gave him his first break. And then Bandito is something special, and he loves Phoenix. So, I mean, that's why that's the main event.
Which is awesome.
It's going to be that match is going to be epic. But there is a rumor now going around. We still don't know if Daniel Bryan's resigned.
Yes.
When are we going to find that crap out? Daniel Bryan's contract's up this week.
We'll know for sure on Saturday.
Yeah, if he just shows up at All In. That's something to consider. I don't know if it's going to happen. I figured Daniel's going to re-sign with WWE.
It makes sense to, but I also think it makes sense to re-sign next week.
Well, they did announce the match for Hell in a Cell of Daniel Bryan and Brie versus The
that
Miz.
That doesn't mean that they have to re-sign this week.
No, but that match will happen now, so they've at least done a one-month extension. Or he signed. So that is something to consider. But let's look at the other possibility. A guy just got released from his WWE contract.
Da, 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 da.
Neville.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that he's cleared to go. Like, he doesn't have to wait 90 days. He's able to wrestle wherever.
Well, I mean, I think he's done plenty of waiting at this point.
Then Cody sends out that tweet, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, he misses Neville.
It was because it was the anniversary of the match between Amel and Neville versus Cody and Wade Barrett.
Nice.
Then Nick, or Matt, tweeted, hey, talk to Neville. He's doing pretty good.
And then there was a photo that came
then
out.
Then Marty today with what? Was it Matt?
Yeah, I think so.
With Matt Jackson are holding a Neville action figure. I don't know if they're doing this to be like, ha ha ha, we're getting you, we're working you. But if Neville shows up at All
In. The majority of the time that they do stuff like this, it comes out true.
Yeah, but it's never when you expect it either. So let's throw that out there.
Well, maybe he's just going to show up.
If Neville shows up at All In.
Maybe that's their special guest at TGI Friday.
Or Pac. Ooh.
Maybe that's their special guest at TGI Fridays.
Pac shows up to All In. You know what will happen.
People are going to go apeshit.
Like, people are already now just fantasizing about matches with him in it. Him and Will Ospreay. Him and Flip. Him and Marco. I mean, like, there was so many matches.
Just to see him in a match again.
That's not against Enzo Amore will be completely amazing. Neville back in a wrestling ring is going to be special. Neville in New Japan.
Is a little scary.
Neville's going to become... Okay, so you remember we talked... Cody got out of WWE and went to make this huge name on the independents. I think Cody's a bigger name now than he's ever been.
Yeah. You think Neville's going to do the same?
I think Neville might become bigger than Cody.
Wow.
And I don't say that in a way of like, I think Cody's a better businessman. Cody's going to do all this. But I think Neville's going to do something that I don't know a lot of people will be able to do. Neville might be the first British-born wrestler to win the IWGP Championship.
That's impressive.
I don't know. Like, I think they're going to do something crazy with Neville. I think when Neville goes, wherever he goes, and he's going to be Pac again, wherever he goes.
You assume. He might have a new name.
Well, he doesn't have the Neville name.
He might take a new name.
Probably not.
You never know.
But he's going to be somewhere, and he's going to kill it. And we're going to watch it, and it's going to be amazing to see him back in a ring, because that dude is poetry in motion.
Yes.
First NXT, like, he won the NXT World Championship at the first takeover against Bo Dallas in a ladder match. It's sad to know where his reign, like, it's sad to know what the company ended up doing to him. I think it's time for Neville to shine, and he's going to do it on the indies.
For sure we'll do it on the indies. He would have done it on the main roster at WWE if they would have let him.
I think if they hadn't have put him in 205, he would have been fine.
Or just done a short stint there and then moved out.
Yeah, I could see that.
I love the idea of taking your big established names and putting them in 205 to elevate those guys and to elevate that title. I don't like the idea of leaving them there.
Because there are names that ended up in 205 that should not have been there for a long period of time. And there's one in there right now that I feel like may not be there very long.
Okay.
Leo Rush will probably not be on 205 long.
Okay.
He's too much of a star. I know they need it, but I don't know. I honestly don't know how 205...
Do like a Japan thing where it's a big deal and all of a sudden they graduate from...
The juniors.
Cruiserweight to...
The main roster.
The main roster. I mean, let them go work out extra for 6 weeks and, oh, you weigh 207 now, we're going to kick you out.
So, guys, we got a lot of stuff planned during StarCast. We're going to be on Podcast Row on Sunday. I feel like we've covered everything we can with Pac or Neville.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if he shows up, there's going to be 10,450 people losing their minds.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be two of them.
Yeah.
I've never seen, I've seen Ashley Chan at a wrestling show once. I've got odds on. By the way, there is a group of podcast listeners who we are friends in a group on Facebook.
Okay.
That have taken bets if you will chant or not at all.
Well, then now I can't.
No, no, no. Everyone thinks you can't. Everyone thinks you won't.
Oh. Damn.
The only person who's rooting for you right now is me. Because I could see you getting into some chants at All In.
It's...
Because you got into the holy poop chant at Chikara.
I did get into the holy poop chant.
And this is a Chicago crowd on WGN America and pay-per-view.
I also got into Colt Cabana at Nashville.
And Colt Cabana's in the Battle Royal.
Yes. It's less about...
Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
God. It's less about me not wanting to chant and more about, one, I don't want to be talking and miss things. And two, I can't always talk and listen at the same time.
Well, I mean, at this point, I feel like...
And this is talk and listen and watch. And I can't always do that. I'm just not always that talented. Some days I am and some days I'm not.
I know me and you will be chanting Marco's name like there's no tomorrow.
But I also don't always get surrounded by people that are as into it as that.
Yeah, no, we're usually by the people who are super quiet and it gets really awkward. Like last night, we were by Marco's family. We were also by... I just snapped at the cat. And for anybody who just heard random snapping, it's just I was jumping onto the cat. We were also next to a couple breastfeeding a baby. So, I mean, it was really...
one extreme to the other.
Yeah, no.
One extreme to the other.
So I was like, do I cheer or not?
Are you going to scare the baby?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Because I'm like, she was breast pumping during the show. No, I don't have anything wrong with that. I just didn't expect to see it. I was like, oh, shit. Don't look to my left all night long. Don't look to my left all night long. So, but yeah, All In. I'm hoping there's going to be some, I know there'll be some crazy chants. You know, there'll be the elite chants. And
a lot.
There might be a chant for Bernard the Business Bear. There'll probably be a Marco chant. I figure there's going to be some.
I think you're going to make sure there's a Marco
chant. Oh, God. I know that me and the guys that go to Cape, because I know there's a few Cape fans going All In. I know us, we will make that chant happen.
All I want more than anything else for this Battle Royal is to have entrances.
Yeah, no, I want to know if this Battle Royal is a Royal Rumble. They've never said what the rules are. I don't know if it's going to just be over the top rope and that's it, or are they going to come out in 1 minute intervals? Because if you do that, you have a completely different show. Because you know I'm a sucker for those matches anyway. And I've never seen one of those live.
You are.
I will lose my shit.
But what I was getting at is I want Marco's entrance in front of 10,000 people.
Well, not just his. I mean, his entrance will be great.
Most of the other entrances, though, people are aware of. This one, people are not aware of.
Oh, yeah. Nobody, if you haven't seen Marco's entrance, and he's now in one of the other independents, he's running around on a scooter doing it.
A motorized scooter or a kick scooter?
I'm not sure. It's one of the independents in Tennessee. So
I need to see this video.
Let's talk about what we're doing, guys, and we're going to get away from here because it's late and all week long. Oh, I probably should say this before we go. All week long, we are going to have special StarCast All-In shows. Now, here's the thing. I know this is going to be wrestling-oriented all week long, and I apologize for that now. If you listen to this show and you're like, oh, I want my nerd content, too, we're going to try to do that.
But it's not going to be as
much. It's not going to be as easy this week. Because next... Okay, so let me just tell everyone what our weeks are. Because I haven't said this on any show yet.
Yes.
So to let you know how diverse it is for us at tvkmagazine.com and tvkradio.com, this is what we're doing. We are covering StarCast and All In this week coming up.
Yes.
The next week we're going to Kansas City to cover a Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
The next week we're covering RuPaul's Drag Race Work the World Tour.
Yes. In St. Louis, by the way.
In St. Louis. Then we're going to we're going to SEMOCon. It's a comic convention in Poplar Bluff. Then the next week we're doing Hot Springs. And then the next week is the Cape Show. And I'm like, I can't do this.
And I think there's something the first weekend in October, too.
And we're going to check out the Dead South in Kansas City again. I've got that planned. I also have Postmodern Jukebox as well now on my list of stuff we're covering. So, yeah.
I don't know when we're going to sleep over the next month and a half.
But Postmodern Jukebox is not till November. If you haven't seen them, by the way, if you're, I know we're talking, this is a wrestling show, but if you haven't seen Postmodern Jukebox, they're awesome. Let's talk about what we're doing at StarCast. On Sunday, we're going to be on Podcast Row. We're going to have interviews go on the entire time we're there. We don't know with who. That is the hardest part.
But it's about, exciting.
Because I know that I'm like, I don't want to get caught in that rut as an interviewer of going, how did you get started in wrestling? I don't want to be that guy.
What's your favorite color?
If you could be any character in Mean Girls, who would you be?
What's your spirit animal?
I swear to God, if that had...
If you get the right person, you can say stuff like that.
I'll ask them. It's like, okay, did you enjoy the movie Mean Girls?
I think the best thing to do is to ask questions that's going to throw them off.
Well, I did that to Brian.
You did.
I did this to Brian O'Halloran from Clerks. And I think that's what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to throw off one of these wrestlers into think just going off on like, what was that? I've never been asked that before. If I get told that, I'll donate $50 to all our...
No.
No,
you always come up with a question they've never been asked before. We're going to have too many interviews for
that.
But
here's the thing. They're going to be interviewed all weekend. And a lot of the older guys have had tons of interviews. If I don't get it said, I'm not even donating 50. And now we just threw a pin at the cat. Like, it's crazy. Okay, so what we're doing all weekend long. We're going to be doing videos on our Facebook page. Our Facebook.com/TBK Magazine. Twitter at TBK Magazine. Our Instagram at TBK Mag. All weekend long. We're going to be doing videos that we've recording and bringing home to put up on our YouTube channel.
Oh,
at TBK Radio. What else do we have planned? Squirrel pictures.
I'll get to
the games in a minute. Squirrel pictures. If you see us walking around with Nutsy the Squirrel, get a picture. We're donating $2.50 for every fan.
I thought it was $2.
Is it $2?
You've been saying $2.
We're donating $2. Ashley's probably, I probably said $2.50 on every show. And Ashley's like, let's save some money.
No, you said $2 and $5. $2 and $10, I'm sorry, on every show.
I could look it up. It's on my Twitter right now.
You said 2 and 10. You've said 2 and 10.
All right, whatever it is, we're donating that much for fans, and it's on our Twitter at TBK Magazine. It's actually pinned to the top of our Twitter page. We're donating $2 for every fan.
Told you.
And $10 for every wrestler. Or per wrestling personality, or musician, or actor, because there's so many people at StarCast. So if we get Macaulay Culkin with Nutsy, that's $10. We're donating that money to alls.org to end Alzheimer's. That is the mission that I have set out on, and have been doing this now for 3 to 4 years with Nutsy. So, going to be doing that. So let's talk about what we're doing on Podcast Row. One, we're doing interviews. We know that.
Yes.
We know we're gonna have random people stopping by. Don't know who we're interviewing? We may not know who we're interviewing until we get there. We know that's a thing. We're also going to be playing games. We're going to have Name That Wrestler's Theme. And I figured out how I'm doing it finally.
Okay.
We're going to start with two contestants. 10 seconds. If you can name that wrestler's theme in 8 seconds, then set. Like, they're going to go back and forth until one goes, I can only name it in 1 second. Or, you know, name that tune rules. And then you're just going to hear 1 second of a wrestler theme.
Which is really terrible if it's one that starts with silence.
Yeah, I know. If it's like Finn's, boom, boom.
Well, that's no, like you would.
No, that's like four different people's. Or the only one that significantly I could probably get off 1 second's Undertaker. Gong.
That's because it's the beginning of a gong and nobody else has a gong.
I mean, maybe that's not true.
Figure it out. Tell me.
Probably someone from WCW had a gong once. But I mean, at this point, but if you can name a song in 1 second, we're going to do that. We are going to do a couple of others. Is it a wrestling? Is it a pay-per-view or porn?
I want to play pay-per-view or porn with people.
So I'm going to have all week long watched looking up wrestling titles of independent shows because I'm not going to make that easy.
No, this can't all be WWE, WCW, Ring of Honor crap that you're going to know.
ECW.
You're going to know most of those. No. No, this is going to be real random stuff.
I am going out of my way to find the weirdest independent name shows and porns I can find. That's coming up at StarCast. I got another game that we normally play on live.
Okay.
I think we're going to do, who wants to win a Happy Meal?
Okay.
But it's going to be wrestling themed questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting there. I know that your show, Ashley's over here signaling stuff at me. I don't know what you're doing. I said we talk about this on YWWE this week. So we ordered a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And they fucked us. And I don't know how else to say that. So what's happening now is we have turned to Pinterest. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong.
Ashley and I are making magnets, which are awesome.
They
look pretty cool, like homemade magnets that we are trying to bust off our nuts to do. Like, yeah, I'm pretty proud. We're gonna have cards. We're gonna sell t-shirts. Guys, if you want to buy a t-shirt, buy it from us, $13. That's it.
Done.
Don't even have to pay shipping. We'll ship it to your house. Because I know there's a lot of stuff, and we're not gonna have the supply there because we don't want to lug that around for 4 days since we're on Podcast Row on Sunday. Yeah. So if you guys want to buy a t-shirt, let me know. And we'll order it there. You can order it right then and there, and you will have no shipping. So magnet. But Ashley talked me into doing something, and I didn't know if I would enjoy it. But have you ever wanted to step in a wrestling ring?
Oh, I think everybody has.
I think everybody has that. So if you come to if you come find us during Podcast Row on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you can step into the ring, at least with your thumb. We have a... people are going to thumb wrestle the whole weekend. We got some weird prizes for this. But I hope that if we can roam the floor on Sunday, or if we get some wrestlers walking by us, that we get two wrestlers walking by us, and we can have a thumb wrestling match between a tag team. My main mission is to have a thumb wrestling match between Matt and Nick Jackson.
That is your main goal.
That is the goal. That is the goal. Or Cody and Brandy. That is the goal. Which would be acceptable, too.
That would be quite hilarious.
Or Barry and Bernard. But they probably couldn't fit their thumbs.
No, I don't think their thumbs will fit in the tiny holes.
But there's some cool stuff there. You guys can thumb wrestle as well. And we will film this all to be broadcasted. And I am going to get this. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring these tapes home.
You're going to do commentary for
wrestling. I am going to make it like an actual wrestling program.
You're
going
to have to make people name their thumb wrestlers.
Yep. So you get to come up with your character for your thumb wrestling guy or girl. And I'm going to build it up as if it's WrestleMania. And we are going to upload that video the week after we get home from StarCast. So
nice.
Yeah.
And we've got one more game in the works, maybe.
We got a couple of others that
I'm working on something else super cool that is basically 100% me, because I don't think Richard signed off on it yet. But I'm still probably going to do it.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to make this an experience you won't forget. Sunday Podcast Row. We will be there until we go to Medieval Times. And that is what we're... I'm not wrong there.
You are not wrong there.
StarCast ends at 4, I believe, on Sunday. So yeah. We are going to be there at least until 3:30. And guys, I mean, this week's going to be nuts. All week long, we've got some cool stuff planned. Tomorrow... Our week got fucked around, and I feel like that's the best word to say right now.
Yeah.
So what the original plan was is that tomorrow I was going to have off from doing any recording, like any shows going up. But that was until I got an email about having an interview this week. So here's what we're doing. Tomorrow, Cinecrap, our show where we make fun of movies. So we make fun of bad movies and make you watch them with us. Now, here's the thing. The movie we are covering tomorrow... Ready to Rumble, the David Arquette movie, which you can see David Arquette at StarCast. Tuesday night.
Chances of him being in the over-the-top battle royal.
I hope to God he is. I hope to God he is. I'd pop. I would pop. I would lose my mind.
I'm not surprised.
WrestleCrap's got the gobbledygooker suit, by the way. They actually have the damn gobbledygooker suit. God.
I think the better question is, are they going to put somebody in the gobbledygooker suit?
They also have the Katie Vick cheerleading outfit, too.
Oh, that's terrible.
They actually, I remember this. So at some point, I got to get Artie and Blade on this show just to talk about some of the horrible things in wrestling.
Yeah.
Just to have that conversation. So that's going to take place. Tuesday night, we got an interview. It's a special Tuesday edition of SNS, or Tuesday SNS Tuesday.
I was gonna call it This Tuesday on SNS.
Oh God, This Tuesday at SNS. Yeah, that's even better.
Like that's where I was gonna go with it.
Yeah, there's like four different versions of Tuesday night shows that WWE's done. So we'll do Tuesday night and SNS. I could do SNS Tuesday night, This Tuesday night in Interview Land, but
I'm confused by that one a little bit.
Well, for This Tuesday in Texas, because I can't really rhyme anything with Texas. Like, I'm not going to put This Tuesday in Sexus. Like,
no, that's
trying. And honest to God, if they were part of the Nexus,
I mean, that would be perfect.
That would be phenomenal, but they're not part of the Nexus because none of those members
are
at
Starcast. Hint number three.
Well, none of them are at Starcast.
You never know. You never know.
And then Wednesday, we are going to be doing YWWE, where Ashley and I watch Starcade 83.
Which hopefully is going to be significantly better than
WrestleMania 1.
Yeah.
So Starcade 83 is also the first show that Dusty Rhodes created with the Crockett's. And then on... there's going to be an episode of Live go up this week, too.
At some point.
And I think that's it. I think that's it.
I think that's it for shows.
Because, and then articles all week long, a lot of StarCast articles going in. And I can honestly say this and mean it from the bottom of my heart. We are at a fucking convention with the Insane Clown Posse. My God, we've made it.
Is that what we've been striving toward?
Yep. That's now the benchmark. Like, who's... you've made it to a convention with the Insane Clown Posse and Macaulay Culkin. I don't know if there's any going up from here.
Okay.
I think we're just going to hit a plateau for a while.
Okay.
And I'm happy with that because these guys are awesome.
There are definitely worse things.
I cannot wait. By the way, StarCast just tweeted they've paired up with American Taxi to provide cost-effective transportation during StarCast and All-In Weekend.
Cool.
So that's even better. I don't feel like there's anything else we need to cover.
No, I think we're good. I think we need to wrap this up.
Guys, it is going to be a crazy week of wrestling all week long. Don't forget to join us Sunday on Podcast Row. We will see you this week. So for Ashley.
Good night, everybody.
My name's Richard. And until next time, if you're going to turn heel on your friends, make sure they're as gullible as Sting. Good night, everybody.